Well, how many of you would like to get every decision right on any given day? You got about 60% of you here. How many of you would like to just fulfill the perfect will of God every moment of every day? And I picked up a few more there. We'll pray for everybody else. Father, we just thank you, Lord. You are just so amazing. You are just so glorious, Lord. Every time we just come into contact with you and into your presence, it's just an amazing experience. And Lord, you're just so good to us. Your wisdom just flows here, Lord, and we just thank you for it, Father. May we just impart the love of the Lord to each and every person here tonight, Father, just making changes in people's lives every day of the week. And we thank you for it, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What we're going to talk about is how to hear from the Lord. Now, regardless of what Hollywood says, God speaks to his people. And so the normal believer's position is that we hear him speak to us, and then we carry out what he says for us to do. That is the life of a believer. So, you know, doesn't matter who's making fun of that, that's a real event happening every day of the week, with every person. And it really starts with relationship. Now, in John 17:3, he says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." That word "know" there is an interesting word. And it really means to become deeply acquainted with, to understand completely, realizing with definiteness. It's a knowledge grounded in personal experience. So there's personal experiences going on here. And there's an intimate knowledge. So there's degrees of knowing something and knowing somebody. And so as you go down the scale and up the scale of intimacy, even in the Jewish language, when they use this word, it really is talking about sexual intercourse between a man and a woman. So I know I got everybody's attention there. So we'll just go on that one. There is a word that Mary used when the angel told her that that she was going to have a baby and it was going to be the Son of God. And she says, "How can that be? I have not known a man." Same word. She was talking about she'd never had sexual intercourse with it. She had never been intimate with anybody up to that point. And so there's a level of intimacy here in a relationship with God that he wants us to enter into. Take the sex out of it. He basically wants us to know him and to understand him and to comprehend him in an ever deeper way. And this refers to, this is eternal life. See, eternal life is not just heaven. Eternal life is here. The moment you made Jesus the Lord and your Savior, you entered into eternal life. You entered into the relationship of knowing him more and more and more. See, he already knows everything about us. He's wanting us to really know him. And so it starts there in just ever venturing into knowing him. In 1 John 5:20, it says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." This talks about that he's given us an understanding. He's given us the ability to know him. Wow, that's great. You know, we're not on the outside looking in. He has given us the ability and the understanding to comprehend him. See, when we look at some things in the scripture and you say, "I'm not even sure what that is." Well, he knows. He wants to explain it to you. Don't just blow it off and just say, "Well, I don't know what that is or why that is." No, he wants to explain things to you. He's given you the ability to understand and to know that. And so this is part of our heritage in that. So he wants us to have an intimate relationship with each of us, a close relationship. Where deep feelings are shared. You know, when a married couple gets together, as they progress on into the years of marriage, typically they start knowing more and more about each other. It's always amazing to me, you know, get around people that have been married for 30, 40 years, something like that. They know what each other's going to say before they even say it. Boy, they know them. I mean, if you want to know something about that person, whether they're going to like them or not, you go to the spouse. The spouse will tell you, "Oh, don't do that." or don't approach that. No, they know them. Well, you're building up knowledge, see? And so when we come into the Lord, we're building up knowledge of Him. We need to ever quest to know Him more. Because you'll never run out of knowing Him. You'll never run out. All eternity, every day, we're going to be looking there going, wow, I didn't know that about Him. That's just amazing. You know? And so He wants us to start that now. That every day we just get up and we look and we see something new about God. Something that we have never really looked at before and seen before. So it's a deep engagement in life. Everything's expressed through life through Him. He wants us to impact other people through that relationship. Man, when you're tight with God, then you know what's coming on and what's about to happen. So He wants, you know, Jesus talked about Christ loving the church. And we are that church. And so He wants to love us in such a way, in such an intimate way. He already does. He wants us now to put that and understand that back on Him, that relationship part here. Now, God speaks through Jesus. And so we're going to look at John 10, verse 3. To Him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear His voice. And He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. When He brings out His own sheep, He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him, and they know His voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from Him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So He's saying here, this is Jesus talking, He's saying, His sheep know His voice. They won't chase after a stranger's voice. See, we are to know His voice. We are to comprehend His voice. He has a distinctive voice. The devil will try to imitate that voice. No other voices will try to imitate that voice. But Jesus wants to speak to us, and He wants to lead and guide us, as He's talking about in His scripture. So in John 10, 16, He says, "The other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear My voice. There will be one flock and one shepherd." So He's talking about the Jewish people, and He's talking about us here. That we will know His voice. We will understand and comprehend that voice and deal with it. And really know what to do and be led by that voice. John 10, 27 says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." So there's a voice of the Lord that speaks to us. But there's also the voice of the Holy Spirit that also speaks to us. And so we want to get into this because this is really such key to our daily walk with Him. In John 16, 13, He says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you." There's a picture here that the Father has turned everything over to Jesus. Now, except for the day of Jesus' return, which He doesn't know, and you can't ask Him because He doesn't know, and you're not going to find it out. But that's the only thing that's being held back. He has imparted everything He has had into Jesus. Jesus now is imparting everything He has into the Holy Spirit. There's a chain here that goes on that if you need to know anything, if you need guidance on anything, if you need to really understand what it is that you need to do, the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you, and He is there to lead and guide you and to bring you into all truth. What is that? To do the right things, to know what to do, to know how to do it, to know exactly where you're supposed to go, who you're supposed to meet, who you're supposed to talk to. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful to be in the right place at the right time talking to the right people? Amen. Amen. That would be worth it right there. That's such a good feeling when you just know where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to be doing. Well, that's what He's talking about here. He's talking about the Holy Spirit on the inside of us guiding us on a daily basis. Wow, what a precious treasure on the inside of us. I mean, you know, we think about heaven being far off. Heaven's right here. He has put it right here. He's invested right here in each of us. And so it's not like we have to shout for him to hear us. He's right there. And so the Spirit of God is there in there to lead us. And there's nothing held back. Nothing held back. Everything is known. Everything is available to us. The word guide used in that scripture in John 16:13 is really to show the way, to lead us in the way, to be a teacher, to give guidance or instruction or assistance to. It's talking about a conductor, someone who leads in the way or the course. And so the Holy Spirit is on the inside. I always think of like a music conductor. He's conducting. Jesus is speaking to him and he's conducting and he's helping and he's teaching us and he's leading us and he's guiding us. Glory to God. See, we're not by ourselves. That's a good thing. So he is leading us. In Mark 4:22, Jesus said, "For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." Amazing scripture. There's nothing hidden that won't be disclosed. Wow. We could just camp out on that one all night long. There is nothing hidden that will not be... Don't know what to do? There is nothing hidden that won't be disclosed. Amen. Don't know how to do something? There's nothing hidden that won't be disclosed. Don't know who to talk to? There's nothing hidden that won't be disclosed. See, he is opening up everything to us that we need, everything that pertains to life and godliness, he's given to us. And so he's put that Spirit of God on the inside of us here. But he says here, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now we all have ears. So it's partly our ears, but it's also our spirit hearing God, our soul picking up on him. And so it's that inward witness with us. The word hear means to understand, to perceive the sense of what is said, to listen and to learn what was said, to yield to what is said and obey, to approve and embrace. So it's really hearing is not just, you know, when I'm talking to one of my kids and they're sitting there nodding their head, I can tell when they're not really paying attention. Can you? Yeah. And so it's not just, yeah, something's being said and I can register that and so forth. No, it's taking that, comprehending and understanding it, embracing it, and then carrying it out. That's hearing. There's action to the hearing. So it's till we take it, and we take it in, and we can comprehend it, and we can understand it. Have you ever seen a scripture where you just didn't know what it was, and it just jumped out there all of a sudden, and then you just knew? I mean, that's the Holy Spirit working with you. All of a sudden, a mystery just got filled in. Amen? Amen. And that's partly the way it works. So we're hearing and hearing with him, understanding and perceiving what it is that we're supposed to do, and then we're embracing that and acting upon it. So it has to be, us just hearing and not doing anything with it doesn't really do any good. It's just knowledge at that point. Me taking it and acting on it, now that becomes even more force behind it in terms of doing that. So one of the things that we've got to do to hear more from the Lord is we got to spend time with him. Now, you know, God doesn't have a schedule. We've got schedules. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm praying, I'm reading, I'm doing some things, and I go, well, I got 5 minutes. Okay, download, you know, hit it. And so, I don't know if I'm the only one that does that, but yeah. Usually I don't get much when that happens, you know. It's just like, he kind of waits for me to wait for him. So it's always, you know, you aren't always going to get to a place where you're actually quiet before the Lord. But The one thing, you know, Pastor Mark's been talking about prayer, one of the steps really is to ask the Lord to speak to you about something. Whether it be a scripture, whether it be a situation. If you don't ever ask, you will never learn. It will never be revealed to you. So just like prayer, if you never ask for something, it will never happen. Well, the same thing is here in this realm. If we never ask the Lord for wisdom, it's not going to come. Amen. And so we're going to look at this scripture in James 1:5. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. I always like that. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, and for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. So we have to ask for something. What is it that you want to know? What is it that you really need to know? I mean, what is it that's blocking you? Where do you like to have breakthrough that you're not having it? I mean, there should be a lot of questions out there. And so we've got to get to the point where we just ask. You know, we just got through reading about the fact that there's nothing hidden which will not be revealed. And so he's opened up heaven for us. All the knowledge of God is right there. You know he knows how this world works? Do you know he knows where all the gold is hid? Do you know he knows how to unlock businesses? Do you know he knows how to cause doors to open? You know he knows how, what does he know? I mean, he created all this. And he understands it, and he's opened that up to us, that if we want to know, there it is. So what is it that you want to know? Then you ask. And you ask expecting to receive. Amen? Amen. You expect. Now, we always got to get quiet before the Lord, and this is I struggle sometimes just getting quiet before him. We don't like silence. So if I stood up here for 5 minutes just being quiet, everybody would get nervous, I'm sure. I'd get nervous. You know. So, but we got to give him a chance to talk. You know, relationships, people interchange views, interchange information, interchange ideas. You know. And so God wants to have a relationship with us, but he wants to have a chance to interchange. I always look at it like this. Here's the guy that knows everything, that has created everything, that knows how everything's worked, that knows how to unlock everything. And then here's me trying to figure all this stuff out, but I'm the one doing all the talking. Amen? Yeah. And so sometimes it's like going into somebody, you go try to go get some advice, and you pay them a couple hundred dollars an hour to get advice, and you end up doing all the talking. I mean, he's God's patient. He loves you. He'll wait there. He'll wait for us to get quiet. He'll wait for us to settle down. But then we got to really get quiet and just listen. Well, what if he doesn't say anything? Well, you just move on expecting that he's going to answer you. You don't know where. You don't know how. I can't tell you how many times I've asked him a question, and Pastor Mark got up and spoke on that subject. Nailed it. Amen. Amen. Or, you know, like one time I was really wanting, I had a question, and he was speaking, and he turned and said something that had nothing to do with his lesson, but it was the answer to what I had asked. Amen. Okay. See, if you don't ask, you'll never get any further. You know, you'll just never get any further with this. So it's got to be something that you really just become very inquisitive about. Ask him about himself. Ask him about heaven. Ask him about, we're interchanging with him. Ask him to bring the word to life to you when you read it. Ask him that what it is that you're supposed to do today. That's a good question. what am I supposed to do today? You know? And just kind of listen to the answer. See, he may have something completely different for you. And so, different is good. Amen? Amen. So be quiet. So, Proverbs 8:32 says, "Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors." See, we're listening. We're always listening. If we're, you know, if I've got a bunch of stuff going on and around me, a bunch of noise, it's hard to listen and tune out the noise. Not against noise, it's just sometimes it's good to just shut everything off and give the Lord a chance to impart something to you. Amen. Amen. And so but it's a daily thing. We're daily interacting with Him all throughout the day. Doesn't mean you're just in the morning when you're prayer time, all throughout the day. I mean, during your lunchtime, Lord, what does He want me to do here? You know, how do You want me to handle this? You know, just entering into those conversations all the time. You know, sometimes you get into situations where you just don't know what to do. And so there He is. You ask Him, Lord, what is it that You want me to do with this situation? And He will begin to instruct you on that. I've started having pen and paper ready with me when I'm asking these questions, because sometimes He'll just answer me. And God doesn't go real slow when He talks. So if you think you're going to do your phone thing, it may not work for you. But it just, you know, you just start writing down stuff. It's good to have something with you to write down, because I can't tell you how many times I didn't write it down and then I couldn't remember it. All I told my wife was, "Oh, it was great. It was a great word. It was good. You should have been there." Yeah. Yeah. So, but I found that when I go back over those things, it has a lot of meaning and a lot of encouragement. And so you just, you know, it's always good to carry something around and just be ready to write that stuff down. You know, well, what if I'm driving? Well, pull off, you know, and start writing stuff down. Because he's imparting wisdom to you that you'll need as you go. So again, a relationship is a two-way process of communication. He may answer you at the time you ask, but he may answer you later. But he will answer you. Sometimes when I'm driving across the city, you know, I'll be driving along and he'll, boom, hit me with something, you know, that I asked him about. You know, so it's just, he will answer you. Just because you didn't get an answer right away doesn't mean you're not. He's waiting for something to mature in you to get to the point where you can handle it. Amen? And then when he hits it, it's in there. Then you know it. Then now you're moving on with that. Be attentive for the answer, because it may come from an unexpected direction. My wife was at grocery shopping one time, and there was this guy that, a little slow, taking her to the car and loading groceries and all that. And he said something to her about three times, and you know, and she said, and she finally realized that was the voice of the Lord just spoke something to her, you know. And she said, "Oh, okay." You know, so it was just, it can come from really unexpected directions. Amen. Amen. God uses anybody. Right. Amen. He used a donkey. He can use anybody to get words to you that you need. Amen. And it may just be an encouragement to keep you going. It may be whatever it is, but we have to do that. So we need to practice hearing from the Lord. You see, it's not something that we just do and then, "Oh, yeah, I've got this," and so now we're just really good at it. It's something we really need to practice. Will we make a mistake? Probably. I've made plenty. But we just keep doing it. keep going on with it to do that. Anytime we get a word from the Lord, we need to always confirm it with His Word. It will never disagree with His Word.
Amen.
And it's okay to ask that question. You know, if you hear something and you really believe that's the Lord, can you confirm that for me in your Word? God is not going to get mad about that. Amen. In fact, that's real. He'll be real pleased with that answer, because that's just solid. You know, making sure you don't want to just jump out there and do something unless you really, really know. So you ask, can you confirm that for me in your Word? It'll always line up with His Word. It'll never be out of line. You know, for example, if somebody's telling you to go jump on somebody else's spouse, that's not the Lord. Let me just tell you that, okay? That's not God at all. Amen? So He's not going to violate His Word. And so He's always going to line it up. And so we need to inquire and learn and understand. Because, you know, there's a lot of things in this Word that we don't really, truly yet comprehend.
That's right.
Not even close. And so He's still teaching us. And still we're growing and learning all the time. And so that's part of it. So line it up with His Word. Learn to discern His voice. Learn to pick up on His voice. And just get to where you recognize it when you know. When that's part of practicing, is that you get to where you know His voice. And so, now we're talking about a voice here, and it's not a voice, an audible voice like real loud. But it can feel like that. When He says something to me to get my attention, it can be real loud, and I wonder why everybody else didn't hear it. Okay. But it's an inward voice, it's an inward witness of the Spirit of God on the inside of you that's coming up out of you. And so, but He can talk out loud. He did in Scripture. So He can talk out loud, He can talk on the inside of you either way, but He chooses to use the inside most of the time. Amen? And so that's His. Now, we're going to get a little bit into this and then we'll wrap up here a little bit. So, all right, there's seven ways that God speaks to you, and we'll get as far as we can, and then we'll stop here. There's the inward voice of the Holy Spirit. He speaks through His Word. There's through prayer. There's through the path of peace, through dreams, through visions, through angels. And number eight is just many other ways. I mean, he comes at it in a lot of different ways. But those are the things that are illustrated in Scripture. So let's start with the inward voice. And we'll just start with Jesus. Jesus did nothing that His Father did not first tell Him to do. He was God in the flesh, but He was a man filled with the Holy Spirit. And He was leaning upon the voice of God to direct Him in everything He did. So He didn't just show up somewhere and just see what was happening. No, He was directed to be there, and the Lord was directing Him as to what to do all the time. See, He is the perfect example of how we need to become. And really, in this life, to become so sensitive to God that we can hear what it is that He wants us to do, and then we just go ahead and carry it out. And He tells us what to say, He tells us where to be, all those things. In John 12, verse 49, He says, "For I've not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." So everything He said, the Father spoke to Him, and He spoke it. See, I mean, you would see Him sometimes hesitate and stop a little bit in Scripture. What was He doing? Making sure He heard what the Father needed Him to do. Making sure what He needed to say. You know, when you see Him in action, He did the healings in different ways. He didn't just have a formula. And so He was listening to the voice of His Father And then he was carrying out what his father was telling him to do and how his father was telling him to do it. See, he had to do it with 100% accuracy. To fall short of that would have been sin for him, and he couldn't. And so he wanted to carry out what his father had to say. So he was listening all the time. He was spending time in prayer, listening to his father. He was hearing the voice of God all the time. Hearing him and then carrying that out. So that's we got to get that picture of him in our heart and say, okay, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be hearing what God has to say and carrying that out. And you know, God will open up doors of tremendous opportunity with that. And so he wants to flow through us the way he flowed through Jesus. In John 14:10, it says, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me." So it's not his own words that he used. He was speaking the words of his Father. His Father was telling him what to do, and he was carrying it out. And so the Holy Spirit on the inside of us is that same configuration where he wants us to follow and do what it is that he wants to do, to be in constant contact with him and to see mighty things work. So you want to see the greater miracles happen, that's when it happens, is when we key in on what it is that God wants us to do, and he will just cause things to happen all over the place. See, he'll give you the idea to go in and pray for somebody that you never thought about praying. He'll give you the idea to heal somebody that you never thought about was possible. See, he'll give you the inference to impact somebody, speak something into somebody's life that you never thought of. Why? Because he'll give you the words to say. Amen? And so that's what he wants us to live like that all the time in every day of our life, that we're hearing him and we're carrying out what it is that he wants to do with us. In John 15:15, it says, "I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slave. Now you are my friends since I have told you everything my Father told me." So the Father desires to really work through each one of us, to be an instrument of his hand, to be an instrument of his healing, to be an instrument of his salvation, to be an instrument of his freedom, to destroy the works of the devil, to run the devil off every time, and to really see the kingdom of God happen. And so it starts with us coming into a really close relationship with God and really hearing his voice and carrying out what it is that he wants us to do. So always keep your antennas up, you know, because one word from God can change everything. Amen? And so you get one word, and everything's just like up and here we go. So you keep your antennas up for him to answer you at any time. The second area that he speaks to us is through his word. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So reading, hearing his word preached, the Holy Spirit bringing the word up to you into your remembrance, those are ways that this happens. And so as you're reading, all of a sudden, the scripture just comes out, right? I mean, it just comes up. You've read this many times, and all of a sudden, boom, you can't get past that scripture. Why? Why? Because now he's showing you something. He's unlocking something that you've been after. And so you always have to stop. I always keep wanting to read to the end of the chapter and keep going, but I have to stop myself and say, okay, what? What is this? What are you showing me? What are we doing here? You know, and so there's something there that he's wanting to key you in on and reveal something to you that will help you and set you free. Amen? So he's trying to help you. The other thing is hearing his word preached. When the word is being preached, it's not just a person preaching. It's God speaking words. God is able to control somebody and move words through them and impact you. So you always have to be real attentive when the word's being preached and respect that, because he may have a word for you that go, wow, just never saw that before. That's just, it totally changes everything. And so he's able to do all kinds of things through the preaching of the word. The other thing is Holy Spirit brings scriptures to your remembrance. One night I was just tired, and I was tired of trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. And so, I don't know if anybody's ever been there, but I fell asleep just out of exhaustion because I was just tired of thinking about it. But there was a lot of pressure on me for some reason, and I went to sleep with that pressure on. And what it was about was I was having this time with the Lord about, am I on the right path or am I not on the right path? You know, am I wasting my time here? I don't know if anybody's ever had these kind of discussions or not, but, you know, am I wasting my time or is this the right thing to do? And so went to sleep and got up the next morning. And I was getting ready to go dick my head in the shower and things like that. And the scripture came up to me, all things are possible to those who believe. Wasn't even on my scripture list. It just popped right up, you know. And I thought, okay. And so what he was telling me was it's not about him. It's how much faith did I have to believe that. It's possible to me because I believe it. And so that just set me free. I just started thinking about that and thinking about it. See, he's able to do that. He's able to bring scriptures up to your remembrance that will speak to you and cause you to just experience freedom, or it may be a word for somebody else. Amen. And so he wants to impart that to his word. Father, we just thank you, Lord. You so desire to speak to each one of us, Lord. You so desire to set our hearts free and really interchange with us, to know us so clearly and to hear your voice. Father, help us to be so sensitive to your voice, sensitive to your presence, and just treasure your word. Father, just treasure your word more and more and more. Thank you, Lord, that every person in here is a champion for you, doing great things, Lord, experiencing breakthroughs for the kingdom of God. And we just praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.